Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
What you need to know when you need it. Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Hope you're getting in the Christmas spirit. Be ashamed to waste this good bumper music. Anyway, oh, sad times, sad times. I opened up the Drudge Report a second ago. There's a headline there. Eiffel Tower to close in Paris. They're shutting down the Eiffel Tower. And I'm like, well, what's going on? Of course, I just took the bride to Paris right before all these yellow vest anarchists went burning. Like, hey, those of you that are like environmental like wackos in the this is we're talking about in Paris, where they're already like more globally warming minded than anything you see here. And these people are burning cars on the Champs-Élysées. Like, do you think that'll work here? Do you think the carbon credit gas tax would be a great idea to implement in America, where barely 50% of the population even believe that we need to do this? So anyway, yeah, be careful there. It's sad. I guess on Saturday they're expecting a group of ruffians to come through, so they're gonna keep the Eiffel Tower closed. But speaking of closing. Oh, by the way, the window of opportunity is closing. We're going to give away the Landmark Gold 1 ounce $20 gold piece very, very soon. Have you registered for your chance to win? If you have not yet done so, go to am970theanswer.com. That's my wonderful flagship station right here in New York City. am970theanswer.com. Click on the Landmark Capital Gold banner and register for your chance to win. It was scheduled to be for December the 9th. We may have to delay it by a week because of the health challenges with Mr. Fisher, but he's on the mend and he's getting better. But go while you still have a chance to register for your chance to win nearly a $2,000 gold coin. AM970TheAnswer.com. Now, speaking of windows of opportunities, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, this morning decided to tweet out a most bizarre tweet. She said, our future is, : female, intersectional, empowered by our belief in one another, and we're just getting started. Well, it's sad to see that a senator who's been in the Senate as long as Kirsten Gillibrand has is just now getting started. But our future? Powered by our belief in one another. Okay, maybe I can marginally go along with that. What the heck is intersectional? Like, I don't want the government to intersect with my life as little as possible. And if I don't know you and I don't trust your worldview, I don't necessarily want you intersecting with me either. Like, I'll choose who I intersect with. But our future is female? Really? Haven't we played that out just a touch too long? Come on. Kevin McCullough. See you next time.